With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The Trump administration is celebrating a legal victory at the Supreme Court. At issue, the administration's use of an 18th century wartime law to deport illegal aliens, many of them suspected gang members.
A divided Supreme Court allowed the administration to use the Alien Enemies Act to deport Venezuelan migrants, but said they must get a court hearing before they are taken from the United States. Justices said the Venezuelans must be given reasonable time to go to court. And the conservative majority ruled that legal challenges must take place in Texas instead of a Washington courtroom. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Tough talk from China, vowing to fight to the end after President Trump threatened an additional 50% tariff on Chinese imports. The BBC's Mariko Oi says that means...
We're talking about 104% tariffs. That basically means that the price of everything that American companies have been buying from China would basically double.
President Trump says China's been a leader among countries taking advantage of the U.S. through tariffs and non-tariff trade barriers. Mr. Trump is vowing to finally put a stop to it, adding that he is the only president willing to take this bold step. Looks like Wall Street is poised for a turnaround following massive sell-offs prompted by fears of a global trade war. This morning, futures solidly higher. Many overseas markets have been doing better as well, as more countries, including Japan, reach out to the Trump administration to talk about trade. Iran's foreign minister says he'll be meeting with U.S. envoy Steve Witkoff in Oman this coming weekend. The first negotiations under the Trump administration seeking to halt Tehran's rapidly expanding nuclear program. On Wall Street, Dow futures up 810 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 260. This is SRN News. President Trump restores federal funding to a pair of pro-life states.
When Oklahoma and Tennessee refused to refer women for abortions, President Biden cut off millions of dollars in federal family planning money to the states. Now President Trump has reversed that decision, releasing the money which the states will use for various kinds of health care. Meanwhile, the new administration is working to stop the flow of taxpayer dollars to Planned Parenthood, the largest abortion business in this country. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal judge has dismissed a gender discrimination lawsuit filed by a professor and minister who lost her bid to become the first woman serving as senior pastor of a prominent New York City congregation. Ebony Turman was among the candidates interviewed by leaders of the 217-year-old Abyssinian Baptist Church in the search for a successor to longtime senior pastor Calvin Butts. After not being named a finalist, Turman sued the church. This is SRN News. The Gators win the NCAA men's title championship, defeating the Cougars.
The end of the national championship game was gritty and ugly, just the way Houston usually likes it. Except this time, Florida was forcing bad shots and turnovers against Houston when it counted. The Cougars had four turnovers in their final minute and 21 of their 65-63 loss. The last one ended the game when trying to get off a three-pointer. Emmanuel Sharp could only let the ball fall to the floor after he went up in the air and couldn't get off the shot, with Walter Clayton Jr. running toward him and leaping with his left arm extended. Florida scrambled for the loose ball as time ran out. Houston fell just short of its first national championship. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. says he will soon direct the CDC to stop recommending that fluoride be added to drinking water. Kennedy adds he is assembling a task force to focus on the issue, which has generated some controversy for decades now. More details at SRNNews.com.